I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. New reports show that Iran used earthquake relief flights to deliver weapons and military equipment to Syria, weapons that would be used to attack Israel. However, Israel has proactively responded to these militant moves from political enemies with airstrikes into Syria. Behind the headlines, Samuel with Redemptive Story says God is still working through his church. Pray for believers in Iran, Syria, and Israel working to advance the gospel, the only thing that truly changes hearts. And exciting news from Papua New Guinea, Wycliffe USA Field Coordinator Estella Trussell says there have been more translation projects started in the past 12 months than in the past 12 years combined. She credits the acceleration to a closer partnership between Wycliffe USA and local churches. There are about 300 language groups in Papua New Guinea that have no scripture in their heart language. Prayer needs and more can be found at the full story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, I'm Ruth Kramer.